This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The community is invited to all sorts of musical events this spring at the Cathedral of St. John in downtown Albuquerque. The vocal quartet Anonymous Four is in concert on March 30th, and English composer Andrew Carter premieres a commissioned choral work in late May. But beginning tonight, the Cathedral begins a weekly Friday night concert series for Lent. Joining us for a preview is the director of cathedral music at St. John's, organist and conductor Maxine Thévenot. Maxine, so great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's going to be quite a bit of choral music in this series, as seems appropriate for Lent, but also several intimate chamber music programs beginning tonight.
Beginning tonight, we have the Duquesne Trio, and this is a piano trio. They're going to be exploring works by Arensky and a lot of really passionate works in this one-hour program.
So some visiting artists as well as local musicians taking part.
Indeed. Next Friday, we welcome David Felberg and Connor Hanick, and they're going to be presenting works by American composers Leon Kirshner and David Fulmer. And David Fulmer's work was actually just premiered at Carnegie Hall a couple of weeks ago, so this will be a New Mexican premiere. Along with that, the Violin Sonata by Sergei Prokofiev. And then a little bit later on, April 4th, we have a flute and piano duo. And these are two musicians who I've actually not met, but the flautist has just recently moved to New Mexico, and she's bringing in her pianist from Michigan State. So we've got some new talent coming into town.
Now, we should mention that these concerts in particular are not taking place in the cathedral per se, but in a more intimate venue.
That's true. We also have Casement Hall, which seats about 150 guests. It's just a much better environment for chamber music than the big acoustic of the cathedral, which seats about 500.
Now, you're going to be celebrating Bach's birthday on March 21st. What's the program for that?
He turns 329 this year, and we are celebrating by presenting a concert of Bach's Orgelbuchlein, Lenten and Easter chorales. And so Polyphony Voices of New Mexico will sing Bach's harmonization of these chorales in four parts, and then I will play the organ version or arrangement by Bach of the chorale. And so it'll just be an alternating concert in this way, very simple presentation of just some fabulous music.
You're ending with an annual memorial concert.
In February of 2005, the former bishop of the Diocese of the Rio Grande, Bishop Richard Trelease, passed away. And the next year, his widow established this wonderful idea of why don't we do an annual concert in memory of Bishop Trelease. And so we've been doing it now for 9 years. In this concert, we'll be presenting the New Mexican premiere of Requiem by Bob Chilcott, who's a very well-known UK composer, former King's Singers, and just a really lovely person. And along with that, we'll present Pergolesi's Stabat Mater.
Wonderful pairing. The 6 weeks of Lent, it's a time of penance, reflection. What role, Maxine, does music play in the Lent season?
I think the hope for us at the cathedral is that people will come for these short, their one-hour concerts and not be overwhelmed by the music, but just be refreshed and renewed and re-energized.
Maxine Thévenot, director of cathedral music at St. John's in downtown Albuquerque, has joined us for a look at the cathedral's Friday night Lenten concert series, which begins tonight at 7 with a program of piano trios, and it continues through April 11th. The cathedral is located on the corner of 3rd and Silver. For tickets or information, visit fcmabq.org or call 247-1581. Maxine, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.